Here's what's coming up on today's show.
We use a light bouncer, like a 1 ouncer. I really want to encourage anglers, try that 2 ounce bouncer. It feels heavy at first, but boy, that gives you total control.
Oh yeah, no, that you obviously had those fish tied up to a dock somewhere for the TV show. The water temps, Joe, were 86 degrees.
Wow.
I mean, we all jumped in the lake at one point to cool off and didn't cool off.
That's like bath water.
It's like jumping in a hot tub out there. I know.
This is the Finding Fins Fishing Podcast.
How much direction are you getting from the governor?
It generates something like $2.4 billion.
I don't know. Maybe you didn't want me to tell the story on the show, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
I knew you were going to go there.
Why is relating to deep mud where there's schools of bait fish?
Today's show is brought to you by Lake of the Woods Tourism. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. The Finding Fins Fishing Podcast is part of the Sporting Journal Radio family, where our mission is to hunt, fish, conserve, and do it all over again. Show off your pride for the outdoors with new gear from the Sporting Journal Radio store. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, click on store, and browse our selection of hoodies, hats, mugs, and more at sportingjournalradio.com.
Now we're going to head up to Lake of the Woods, check in with Joe Henry once again from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, you were just up there. It looked like a pretty busy time up at the Big Lake.
Yeah, man, it was a busy time. Had a chance to spend a couple days in the water, so feeling a little bit better about the world, if you know what I mean.
A little time in the water always makes things better. Always makes things right in the world, it seems like.
It makes things right for my soul. I'll tell you, I'm one of those guys, and I'm sure there's a lot of men and women out there who kind of feel the same way about getting outdoors. You know, if I get outdoors, you know, I'm better as a man. I'm better as in my work. I'm better as a husband and a dad. You know, I mean, just it is good for me. I don't know what it is about the universe, Brett, but getting outside is something I really need to do on purpose by design. You know, it makes me better. And I'm sure you're the same way, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I know you know Lake of the Woods pretty well, and you know the tips and tactics and the tricks and the places to go and things like that. But when you can spend some time in a boat with a guy like Steve Panaz, I bet you can pick up and learn a few things from a guy like that.
Steve Panaz, you know, Steve Panaz has a TV show called Lake Commandos. Steve is a Hall of Fame angler, been around the fishing industry. He used to be with North American Fishermen. He used to do Knot Wars, if people remember Knot Wars. And just really a very accomplished man, but also a very nice gentleman. One of those guys that, you know, you'd meet Steve and you never know he was so accomplished. And I sure appreciate that. Good angler. We went out and shot a TV show in Lake of the Woods. And, you know, it's funny. You know, I had a game plan going into it. And we get out to some reefs where I knew there were some big fish hanging out. And we had a chance to get out on Monday afternoon and get things rolling. And, man, you know, we went to these reefs and we're seeing mayflies all over. Those little black flies, those ones that like to bite your ankles, they were all over the place. So we knew that there was a bug hatch going on. And then when we got up to our spot, we looked at the sonar and there was so much. We're in 30 feet of water, for instance. There was so much life 15 feet down. I mean, bait, mayfly larva, walleyes, I mean, tulubies, everything was living there. And I know from experience that those walleyes that are suspended on Lake of the Woods are just hard to catch. I talked to another guide about it, and I told him, man, have you ever been able to catch those suspended walleyes? He goes, I've tried hours and hours and hours, and I think they have one thing in their mind, mayfly larva, because they just wouldn't go. So we went out and kind of learned the hard way that our plan wasn't coming together. So what we decided to do, that was a half a day, and we got a few walleyes, but not enough. So the next morning, we got out early. We got up at 5 and got out there, and we decided to do a milk run. And I had a whole bunch of spots in mind, and we went spot to spot until we connected with fish on the bottom. They were on the bottom of the lake on our sonar, and fish that were willing to eat our spinners and our cranks. We tried 2 different methods for the show, and we found it. Once we got to fish, once we found fish that were willing to eat, for whatever reason, there wasn't as much of a mayfly hatch. I think that's probably why. We whacked them. We whacked them good. And then, so we went and got our eaters, Brett. And then we got all the eaters we needed. We could have caught eaters all day long. And then we slid to a couple of big fish spots. Deep mud, they weren't going so good. I slipped to a shallow spot that had fished in some tournaments. and just we're going right by the spot. I said, let's slide in here for 15 minutes. Either they're here or they're not. Well, they were there. So we slid into some shallower water at 7 to 10 foot of water and whacked some nice fish, 24, 25 inches, and made for a good TV show. Had a good day of fishing. We caught pike. We caught smallmouth bass, a big jumbo perch, huge. It's Lake of the Woods, man. But I think the point is this, is that when you go on Lake of the Woods, please know that not all the fish are in the same area. If you go to one area and they're not going, don't be afraid to move around. Don't be afraid to watch your electronics and trust your electronics. Do a milk run, and eventually you're going to connect.
I mean, if you would have told me that in the hottest week of the year, around the 4th of July, on Lake of the Woods, that you'd be catching walleyes during the day in 7 to 10 feet of water when it's 80, 90 degrees outside, I would have told you you're crazy, Joe.
How about if I told you that we're catching them when it's 90 degrees, shallow water, no wind?
Oh, yeah. No, that you obviously had those fish tied up to a dock somewhere for the TV show.
I'll tell you what it is. That comes with experience, really. And that's where my tournament angling, just experience in the water. You slide in, you make a 15-minute pull. Either they're there or they're not there. And I'll tell you, when they're in that shallow water, they're there for one reason. And you know what that is? They're eating.
Yeah.
They're eating. And, so we slid in there. In fact, we slid up, and I knew the spot, but we slid up pretty darn shallow, and we found fish shallow, and those fish were aggressive. When you catch those shallow walleyes, Brett, especially when they're larger, they don't fight like a walleye. I mean, I hooked into one, and it ripped rig hard. I mean, hard. And I'm like, it's got to be a pike. And we pulled it up, and it ripped rig hard again. Hard, man. Just flew. And we pulled that fish up, and I saw that white tip. I'm like, grab that net. And it's just kind of a neat situation. But there again, Lake of the Woods is stained water, and those fish are food-related. I think many, many a time, it's like when I go to a lake, and I see all these boats along shore in the middle of summer. I used to think, God, they must be bass anglers. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, as I get to be more mature in my walleye angling, I kind of rethink that and say, well, there's a few bass anglers. There's also a few of them that are probably the best walleye anglers on the lake, and they got something figured out.
So when you fished them in that 7 to 10 feet of water, that shallow part there, were you same kind of thing, pulling cranks or crawler harnesses or spinners?
Nope. Crawler harnesses, yeah. I use a 2-ounce bottom bouncer. And I use a 2-ounce bottom bouncer because I can use that in 5 feet of water. And I can also go pull down a break and use that 2-ounce bouncer as deep as, 30, 32 if I need to. And my key in that bottom bouncer when I pull spinners is using a 45-degree angle. Man, I want to keep that 45-degree angle. And I want to touch the bottom but keep it off the bottom. If I drag those rocks that we were in, if I drag those rocks with that lead, it would get snagged. I promise you it would. So you got to touch it quick and keep it off the bottom. Same thing with the mud, though, where I'm not going to get snagged. I purposely want to be able down there, but I don't want to drag that mud necessarily. Sometimes that'll produce a bite, but more often than not, I'm going to touch that bottom and just keep it a couple of crank or two off the bottom so that spinner's going right above those fish. And tell you what, that's kind of the ticket. But, what I see, Brad, and doing seminars and stuff, so many anglers, when they either drift or troll with a bottom bouncer and a spinner, they use a light bouncer, like a 1-ouncer. And I really want to encourage anglers, try that 2-ounce bouncer. It feels heavy at first, but, boy, that gives you total control to go up, down, and all around. It's not too heavy. And then what happens is, and that, you're going to feel like there's a little, they'll grab onto it, and it feels like kind of a wet washcloth hanging on there. They don't always hammer it. They don't always tap it. It's like a little bit of extra weight, but there's no weeds in these areas. So you give them 1,001 and sweep that hook set. The other thing I'll tell you is when you're using, for instance, a 2-ounce bottom bouncer and a crawler, when you hook that crawler, that first hook, hook it right in the dark part of that crawler and the tough head. Straighten that crawler out. You don't want it curved. Hook that second hook up. You want it straight. And then you're going to have about that much crawler left. And you don't want to leave it on there because the walleyes will hit it and they'll miss a hook. So what you do is you pinch that crawler off so you have about that much crawler hanging off that back hook. It's plenty. Because when you look at that much crawler, plus your beads, plus your blade, by the time you're looking, you got an offering that long, plenty, plenty big for a walleye. You'll catch everything on it. So what's going to happen is by having that short tail on your back hook, you're gonna hook up most of the time. You're not going to miss those fish. So just little tricks like that. There's times when panfish will nip me off, and I got just a little nub. But that whole offering is still that long. You'd be surprised how many big walleyes they catch with just that much crawler,
So were you trolling or drifting then?
No wind. So we were trolling.
Oh, no wind.
So we were. I had the electric trolling motor down. I had the big motor up in case we got a little too skinny. And, you know, I was using that for control with a remote controller on my neck. And I was using the remote controls. You could use a foot pedal if you had that, you know, or a transom mount, whatever. But the point is we were going 1.25 miles per hour. That 1.25 miles per hour is kind of the go-to speed. Yep, it can be a little less. It can be a little more. But that's kind of my go-to speed. And that'll get me that 45-degree angle on that bottom bouncer, which is so important. If you start getting way behind the boat, especially in shallow water, you get snagged up. But in, even in deeper water, for some reason, the angle of the dangle makes a difference in how many walleyes you catch. And that 45 degrees is a ticket, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm definitely a little bit more interested in all these since we're going to be heading up there in about 2 weeks to try out all these tactics. So when you pull cranks, what are you, what size and color crankbait are you doing up there?
Well, I'll tell you. So what we did is when we pulled cranks, we had some fish going. You know, the way his show works, Lake Commandos, is it's a man versus fish versus man. And you know what it is we're both working together to hone in colors and actions and size of cranks, maybe the color of spinner blades, size of spinner blades, whatever technique we're using. And we each get to pick a technique. I chose pulling harnesses. He chose crankbaits. And when we pull the cranks to those fish, I used a three-way rig. So I used a three-way swivel with a dropper line that was about 2 feet and a 3 ounce weight. And then the other part, you know, went to my rod and reel. And then I had about a 6 foot piece of fluorocarbon with a snap on it. And that went to my crankbait. I used a jointed Berkeley flicker shad at about a number 5. It was kind of a fire tiger color because of the stained water in Lake of the Woods. And he went with more of a deep diving crank with no weight on it. He just casted that behind the boat and pulled that in that 13 to 15. And we both caught fish on it. And there again, that's where I say, you know, it's summertime. So that's where you experiment with. When you got somebody else you're fishing with, you experiment with color, shape of the crank, jointed versus non-jointed, you know, the action, the wobble. Do you have a tight action or do you have a real wide action? Your speed of the boat, do you want to go 1.4? Do you want to go 2.2? Let the fish tell you what's going on. But by having two anglers in a boat or more, you really can get dialed in on what the fish want that day.
Well, I think that's one of the neat concepts about that show is you're trying a couple of different techniques to see which one is going to produce more fish. And I think the concept on Lake Commandos is pretty neat, and it's fun to watch Steve figure things out like that. So when is that show going to air, you think, Joe?
You know, I think it's going to air. I think it's airing this winter sometime. It should be this coming season, this winter.
I'm surprised. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, man, when we're out, walking on the ice and starting to get into ice fishing, we're going to have a chance to take a deep breath and come back and, you know, get started at 4:30, right? We'll have a chance to check out that show. And, you know, I think he's on the Outdoor Channel and in many other stations. I think Hulu, and I think he's on some others too. But, you know, Lake Commando is a really cool show. I think he put some episodes online as well. And, you know, just a kind of a neat show, a little bit of a twist on your typical fishing show.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that he didn't get up there, see the mayfly hatch, and just turn around and go home.
It's Lake of the Woods. You don't have to.
I suppose. Well, we're coming up there in a couple of weeks. Like I said, we're pretty excited about it. And we fished down here for an episode of Prairie Sportsman last week, and it was in the 90s. We fished for 7 hours. We put we fished a lake I never fished before. So first couple of hours, we're just trying to figure things out. And we were trying to catch lake trout in 100 feet of water. So it was a challenge, but it was dead calm. The water temps, Joe, were 86 degrees.
Wow.
I mean, we all jumped in the lake at one point to cool off and didn't cool off.
You know? That's like bath water.
It's like jumping in a hot tub out there. What kind of water temps are you seeing up there? And is it, you know, like a lot of musky anglers are staying off the lakes right now. Are you seeing an effect on the fish?
You know, we saw water temps as warm as 82 degrees for surface temp. And that's when it was calm, you know, so the water's not mixing up. So it gets a little warmer on top. But, you know, yeah, so you got to take care of those fish. And, you know, here's what I would say, a few tips. You know, number one, you want to get them in and out fast. And when I say fast, you know, you don't want to crank them up right. Just reel them in normal, get them into the net, have your camera ready, your needle nose pliers ready to roll. You might need a jaw spreaders ready. Have your stuff ready to roll. So when you can get them in, if it's a big fish, you're going to put them back, pop that hook, get a good handle on that fish, take good care of them, get a couple picks, get that fish back in the water. Move it back and forth. You don't want to go forward and back. That can actually drown them. You want to take that tail and go back and forth with the fish upright, supporting its belly. Normally by doing that, they're going to give you that kick. And when they give you that kick, boy, let them go and let them get down right now to those colder depths. That's the name of the game. And, you know, if you happen to be letting a fish go and it's having a hard time getting down there and you're in 34 feet of water, hey, maybe reconsider where to go fishing. Maybe if they're eater fish, start keeping some of those fish. Maybe your goal is to catch 18 and 19s to bring home. You know, the slot limit for Lake of the Woods is 19 and a half to 20 throwback. So you can keep everything under 19 and a half, one over 28. A lot of people, if they know they're going to bring some fish home, they try getting those 18s and 19s to bring home. Well, you know what? If you're catching them out of deep water and catch a 15 or 16, kill that fish, bring it home. Don't just be the conservationist. And that's a great eating fish anyway. And, you know, it's going to be plenty of fish by the time you get her home and get them in the fry pan.
So, Joe, if people are listening to this on the radio show, we've got Jason Durham coming up, and he recently had a story where he had someone in his boat catch about a 2-foot pike that a big muskie came and T-boned, and they ended up landing both the fish. And he's going to tell the story coming up in a little bit. So, and I know there's muskies up at Lake of the Woods too. You get up around the angle. And so we want to do a true, false, or false about muskies. Joe, are you ready for true, false, or false?
I'm a walleye guy, but man, I'm going to take a shot at it.
And we're going to call them by their long name, the muskellunge. Muskies or muskellunge, where does that muskellunge name come from? Does it come from A, the Ojibwe word for ugly pike? Is it B, they have they're multi-lunged, multiple-lunged muskellunge? Or is it C, they're catching them is a sweaty challenge? So it's like a musky lunge, sweaty challenge because they're tough to catch. What's your guess for true, false, or false? One of those is true, Joe.
You make it tough on me, man. I'm going to take a shot to say A.
A, the Ojibwe word for ugly pike. That is correct, Joe. You have gotten it correct. And there is the actual word is, I'm not going to try to pronounce it. I'm just going to go with muskellunge and ugly pike. Congratulations, Joe Henry. If people want to plan a trip up to Lake of the Woods, where can they go to get all the info?
You know what? Check out our website. We got everything on there. It's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
This has been the Finding Finn's Fishing Podcast, part of the Sporting Journal Radio family. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts or go to findingfins.com and make sure to like our sponsors.
As we all navigate through the tough times of 2020, finding new ways to enjoy summer has become a way of life. If you're searching for the perfect getaway this summer, look no further than the walleye capital of the world, Lake of the Woods. Fish the Rainy River, Big Traverse Bay, and don't forget you can still experience the uniqueness of the Northwest Angle. For your best chance to catch big fish, go where the big fish are. Lake of the Woods. Plan your trip at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.